Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, u'b'siyato d'shmayim merubah, we're about to begin Parshas Matos, which usually will be laid together with Parshas Masse. And that is because, between Shavuos and Tisha B'Av, there are 9 Shabbosos, in which we have to lay 10 Parshios, from Parshas Nosoi right after Shavuos, until Parshas Dvorim right before Tisha B'Av. And how do you fit 10 parashiyos into 9 shabbosos? 2 of those parashiyos have to be combined, and Matos Masse were chosen. There are 2 exceptions to this rule. One of them is universal, in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and the second is only in Eretz Yisrael. Exception number 1. If you have a Shana Me'uberes, a leap year, that its Rosh Hashanah falls out to be on Thursday, Friday. Usually, a Shana Me'uberes has 28 Shabbosos in between Sukkot and Pesach, in which we lay 28 Parshiyos, from Parshas Bereishis, right after Sukkot, until Parshas Metzora, Shabbos HaGodol, right before Pesach. But if the Shana Me'uberes is Rosh Hashanah, falls out to be on a Thursday, Friday, that will get us 29 Shabbosos in such a winter, so we need an extra Parsha. Where are we going to get the extra Parsha from? We're going to take Parshas Achrimos, which is usually laid after Pesach, and lay it before Pesach as Shabbos HaGodol. And as a result, Parshas Nosoi, which is usually laid after Shavuos, will be laid before Shavuos. And that leaves us with 9 Parshiyos between Shavuos and Tisha B'Av, 9 Parshiyos for 9 Shabbosos, and therefore there's no reason to connect Matos and Masse. That is one exception. That applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz equally. The second exception, which only applies in Eretz Yisrael. On a Shana Me'uberes, if the first day of Pesach falls out to be on a Shabbos, in which case the 7th day of Pesach will be a Friday. And that will create a situation that there are 7 Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos. Usually there are only 6 Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos. Now that we have 7 Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, we need an extra parasha. If it would not have been a Shana Me'uberes, we would split Behar and B'chukosai. But now that it's a Shana Me'uberes, and Tazria Metzoiro, Achrimos Kedoshim, and Behar B'chukosai are split anyways, so we're going to have to take Parshas Nosoi from after Shavuos and lay it before Shavuos, which once again leaves us with 9 Parshiyos between Shavuos and Tisha B'Av, 9 Parshiyos for 9 Shabbosos, and therefore there's no reason to double up Matos and Masse. But this is all in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, if the first day of Pesach falls out to be on a Shabbos, that means the 8th day of Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, also falls out on Shabbos, which means that in Chutz La'aretz you'll never have 7 Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, and therefore there's no need for an extra parsha, and therefore Nosoi is laid after Shavuos, which leaves us with 10 Parshiyos between Shavuos and Tisha B'Av, 10 Parshiyos into 9 Shabbosos. Therefore, Matos Masse and Chutz La'aretz and that year is going to be connected, and in such a year comes out an interesting phenomenon, that Bnei Chutz La'aretz are going to be behind Eretz Yisrael for 14 weeks until they catch up. Because the day after Pesach, Chof Beis Nisan, in Eretz Yisrael, on that Shabbos, we're going to lay in Parshas Achrimos. And in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to lay in Parshas Achrimos only a week later. And when will they catch up? When in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to lay in Parshas Masse, in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to lay in Matos Masse, catching up 14 weeks later. And one could ask, how come they don't catch up by Chukas Bolok? When in Eretz Yisrael we lay in Bolok, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz could lay in Chukas Bolok to catch up. As we find that this combination of Chukas Bolok is done in Chutz La'aretz in order to catch up in another scenario, when Shavuos falls out on a Friday. In which case, in Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbos the next day, we're going to lay in Parshas Nosoi. But in Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, they're going to lay Nosoi only a week later. And when do they catch up? By Chukas Bolok. So how come when Shavuos falls out on a Friday and Bnei Chutz La'aretz have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios and Shabbos, they catch up by Chukas Bolok. But when Shvi Shel Pesach falls out on a Friday and the Bnei Chutz La'aretz have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, then they have to wait to catch up all the way by Matos Masi. Any idea? Parshas Matos could be divided into three topics. Topic number one, Haforas Nedori, and that covers the first Aliyah, the entire Perek Lamed. Topic number two, the war against Midian. We started this topic at the beginning of Parshas Pinchos, but we never completed it. The actual war takes place in our Parsha, with the Aliyah of Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and Chamishi, the entire Perek Lamed Aleph. And the third and last topic of our Parsha, the story of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, who want to settle down in Eiver HaYarden, on the eastern side of the river, and Moshe Rabbeinu cuts them a deal how they will be able to do so. And that covers the last two aliyos, Shishi and Shvi, the entire Perek Lamed Beis. And let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Matos, HaForas Nedori. וידבר משה אל ראשי המטוס לבני ישראל לאמור זה הדבר אשר ציווה אדוני. And Moshe spoke to the Roshei HaMatos, to the Nesim. And after he finished telling them the halachos of Haforas Nedorim, then he said over the same thing to Bnei Israel. Ze hadavar, these are the halachos that Hashem has commanded. Says Rashi, Roshei HaMatos, chol hakovod leNesim lelamdom tchilo. He gave kovod to the Nesim. He taught them first. Ve'achar kach l'chol b'nei Yisroel. U'minayin sh'af shara dibrois kein. How do we know that this is true? By whenever Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Although throughout the Torah it says Ve'idaber Hashem al Moshe le'moy Yidaber al b'nei Yisroel, it never specifies the Nesim. Says Rashi, what it says in our pasuk is true every place in the Torah. And where do we learn that out from? Talmud Lomar, a pasuk at the end of Parshas Kisiso. וישובו אלוב אהרון וכל הנשיאים בו עדו, וידבר מוישה עליהם, ואחרי כן ניגשו כל בני ישראל. It says over there, that first Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the נשיאים, and only then to בני ישראל. From there we learn out of בניינב, that it's true every place in the Torah. Aye, if that's the case, ומערו לא אמרו כאן. So why does the Torah specify it over here, that Roshei HaMatos and then בני ישראל, more than any other place? And Vadrashi, Limeid Shaforas Nedorim Biyochid Mumche. It's coming to teach us a halacha, that when it comes to Hatoras Nedorim, although Rashi uses the word Haforas Nedorim, we're going to see later on, that word Haforas Nedorim is unique to when a husband nullifies the Nedorim of his wife, or a father of his daughter. When a Chochom is Matir a Neder, the word Hatoras Nedorim is in place. But Rashi, L'chaira, in the spirit of the parasha, uses the word Haforas Nedorim, and that's why it says over here, Roshei HaMatos, to teach us that if you have a Yochid Mumche, he could be Matir Neder on his own. If he ain't Yochid Mumche, like a Nosi of a Shevet, then Meifer B'Shlishet Yoitos, then you could use three simple people to be Matir the Neder. When we say simple people, Shulchan Aruch says it has to be people that if you explain them something, they could understand. Says Rashi, Yochoyin Shli Omar Moshe Parshazu Elor Nesim Bilvad. How do I know? Maybe this parsha indeed was only said to the Nesim. And according to that, how would you read the pasuk Vaydaber Hashem El Roshei HaMatos Livnei Yisroel Lemoel? Then it would have a different meaning. Not that Moshe first spoke to the Roshei HaMatos and then to the Bnei Yisroel. Rather, Moshe spoke to the Roshei HaMatos of Bnei Yisroel. Maybe that's the pshat in the posuk. And but Rashi, no. Nemar kan ze adovo. V'nemar b'shchut eichutz, in Parshas Achrei Mois, it says ze adovo. We make a gzera shovo, comparing the two. Ma la'alon, just like b'shchut eichutz. Nemro la'aron, ule bonov, ule chol b'nei Yisrael. Sh'nemar daber al'aron, vel bonov, vel kol b'nei Yisrael. Over there it says mefurish, that it got to b'nei Yisrael also. So too we learn out over here that Moshe Rabbeinu, after teaching the Nesim, he taught the Bnei Yisrael. And then the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Moshe spoke to the Roshei HaMatos, and then Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael. Ze hadovor, Moshe nisnabe b'kol yamar Hashem kachatzoyis halaylo, v'anavim nisnabu b'kol yamar Hashem. This type of nevuah that you start off with the words Kurim Al Hashem is shared by Moshe and the other Nevi'im. Musaf Ale Moshe. Moshe is greater than the other Nevi'im. Shenisna Beiveloshen Zeadovo. He uses Loshen Zeadovo, which is a word, a sign of a higher level nevuah, which we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is above the level of all other Nevi'im. That's first pshat, why it says Zeadovo. Second pshat devorachel, Zeadovo miutu. It's coming to exclude. Loimar, shachochom beloshen hatoro, ubal ve'av loshen aforo. We're going to see in our parasha, when the husband is mefer, the nether of his wife, and when the father is mefer, the nether of his daughter, he uses the loshen mufor lich. Mashenken, when a chochom is mater nether, he says mutor licho. Although our parasha does not discuss the loshen hatoro of a chochom or the din of the hatoro mechlau, we learn out from Zeadovo, keloshen akosuv kan, you have to do exactly the way the Torah says it, namely hafora by a baal and an av, and hatoro by a chochom, which is learned out of psukim or aloch l'meshim esina, even though it's not said over here mefurish, but v'im chilfoi ein muto v'ein mufo. If a chochom or the gimel adyotos use loshen hafora, or a father and a husband use Lashon HaToro, it doesn't work. Pasuk Gimel Ish Ki Doyo Neder Ladoinoi Oy Hishova Shavuo Lesoy Risor Al Nafshoi Lo Yachel Devaroi Kerol Hayoitzei Mipiv Yaseh. If a man makes a neder to Hashem or a shvua to answer something on himself that otherwise would have been mutter, Lo Yachel Devaroi, he may not desecrate or defame his words. Rather, whatever he said, that's what he has to do. What is the difference between a neder and a shvuah? A neder is when you're answering the item in front of you, or not in front of you, you're answering a item on yourself. You say, this apple or all apples will be usher to me. Mashenken a shvuah is when you say, I will not eat apples. Every neder starts with the word this, or this item, and every shvuah starts off with the word I, talking about yourself. Or in more yeshivish terms, a neder is an isser chefza, and a shvuah is an isser gavra. Says Rashi, neder ho'oy merarei olai koinom shaloi oichal oi shaloi ese dovo ploini. Rashi's words are a bit hard to understand, because Rashi is describing neder, and he talks about it b'loshen shvuah. He says shloi oichal, shloi eese, something that you won't do or something you won't eat. The word koinom, that's a word reserved for a neder. The word koinom is a slang of the word korban. That's what neder is. You're making it usher to you like a korban. The Ramban already picks up on Rashi and he says Rashi's loshen is a bit shver. When he talks about a neder, why is he talking about me not doing something? Is he talking about the item itself? And the Mefarshim or Meyashiv Das Rashi, what Rashi meant. Yochoy lafilu nishba shel yoichal neveilois ani kore olov k'chol hayoitzei mipiv yaseh. What happens if a person made a shvua that he will eat neveilois? And that is another difference between a neder and a shvua. Neder, when you're answering something, will always be in the negative. This item or these items are usher to me. Mashenken a shvua could be in the negative or in the positive. I won't eat or I will eat. You may think that if a person makes a shvua to be over on divrei Torah, he made a shvua that he's going to eat an avela. Is he also over on kechol hayoitzei mipiv yaseh? Must he keep his word? Tamud loimar le'eser iso. Le'eser es hamuto v'lo lehatir es ha'osur. The definition of a shvua, when is a shvua chal? Only if you're answering something that otherwise would have been mutter, but not to be matir something that the Torah answered. Such a shvua is not chal. Says Rashi, lo yachal dvoroi, lo yechalel dvoroi. Do not desecrate his words. Lo yase dvorav chulim. Don't make them defiled, defamed. Pozuk dale deveisho ki sidoy neder ladoinoi veoseroi sor beveisaviho bin ureho. And a woman who makes a neder for Hashem, and she answers something on herself, beveis aviho, literally translated, while she's in her father's house. But Rashi says, even if she's not literally living by her father, as long as she's in her father's reshus, under his jurisdiction, namely, bin ureho, while she is a nairo. A girl has three stages in her life, from when she's born, until when she's 12 years old and brings simone gadlus, puberty hairs, she is called a ktano. From the age of 12 years old, combined with the fact that she has simone gadlus, puberty hairs, she is now called a nairo. From then, for 6 months, according to most Rishonim, she has a status of a naira. 6 months later, she becomes a boigeres. Once she's a boigeres, she is outside of the reshus of her father. Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Tes holds that boigeres could possibly happen even before 6 months. But those are the three steps in a girl's life. Ktano, nairo, and boigeres. The girl we're talking about over here is talking about bin ureho, when she is a nairo, from 12 with simone gadlus until 12 and a half. Says Rashi, beveis aviho birshus aviho, in her father's jurisdiction, lafilo eino beveiso, even if she's not literally living in her father's house. Bin ureho, the middle stage, veloi ktano, less than 12, veloi begeres, not more than 12 and a half, or according to Rashi, whenever begeres happens. Shek tano ein nidro nedo. When she makes a neder, when she's a ktano, the neder is not chal. The abegeres, although the neder is chal, but the eino birshus eishel avia lahofen adoreo. She is no longer in the reshus of the father to be made for nedorim. She's going to have to go to a chochom to be matir the neder if she's not married. Veizu iktano, definition, amru Rabbi Seinu, bas yud aleph shonav yom echod nedoreho nivdokin. Chazal say there's another stage in between ktano and nairo. She's still a ktano, but from 11 years old and one day, namely 1 year before nairus, then nedoreho nivdokim. We check her out. We ask her im yodo l'shei mi nodro u'l'shei mi hikdisho, if she is aware who she made a neder to and who she made hekdish about. Hekdish is the type of neder. Then nidro neder. Then the nether is chal. If she is not aware, then the nether is not chal. Bas yud beis shon of yom echod, which is a nairo, ein atzrich leibodek. You don't have to ask her whether or not she knows who she made a nether to. Either way, the nether is chal. Pasuk hey v'shama aviho es nidro v'esero asher osero al nafsho v'echerish lo aviho. Yekomu kol nedoreho v'chol nisor asher osero al nafsho yokum. And on the day that the father hears of her nedel or her shvua, that she answered something on herself, and if the father is silent a whole day until the end of the day, until shkia, without saying anything, then the nedorim are valid. The nedorim come valid, and anything she answered on herself will is chal, and she has to keep her word. But if the father removed her from her nedel, in other words, he said mufarloch on the day that he heard about the neder or about the shvua, not necessarily on the day that she made it. The point is, on the day that he heard when she made it, even if she made it a long time ago, but today is the day that he heard, and he was made for it, he removed her from the neder, then the neder is not chal. Nevertheless, Vashem yislach lo. Hashem will forgive her. Why does she need forgiveness? Says Rashi, we're talking about a case that she did not hear about the hafora, and she was over on her neder or shvuah, without knowing that her father was made for it. She intended to do an Isser. Even though it's not an Isser, she needs a Slicha from Hashem. And why will Hashem forgive her? Because Kiyoni Avio Yisro, the father, removed the neder by saying Mufraloch. Says Rashi, Vehimheini Avio Yisro. Imona Yisro mina neder. He held her back from the neder. Kloimar, how does he do that? Shehethalo, by nullifying the neder. Hano Ozu Eini Yodea Ma'i. What does this word Heini mean? Kishahu oimel, we'll see in posit test. Vim buyim shemoi a isho, yoni oiso, vefer. In posit test, we're talking about the husband being made for the Nedarim of his wife. And over there it says explicitly, Yoni Oiso Veheifer. I now know, Hano is referring to be made for the Nedar. But what does the word Hano, Heini, literally mean? It says, Rashi, Pshutoi, the word Heini means Loshen Meni of Asoro, to hold back and to remove. Rashi brings a couple of examples. Mechain Velomos Sini'un, later on in our parsha, how come you are removing Am Yisrael's heart from going to fight by the Bnei God Bnei Reuven? Vechein Shemen Roish Al Yoni Roishi should not be removed from my head. Vechein Yedatem Es Tnuosi, that you removed Eisasho Salta Me'olai, you removed yourself from me. Vashem Yislachlo B'Makosu Medaba. What is the pasuk talking about? Why does she need a slicha if her father was made for the neder? En Vadrashi Beisho Shenod Ro Benozil. She made a neder, she'll be in a zero, or any other neder. The Shoma Bailo, Rashi's going on the case where the husband is mefer. The same halacha applies when her father is mefer. The Shoma Bailo, Vehifelo, Vehilo Yodo, she didn't know about that fora. Voiveres nal nindro, Veshoiso Yain, Umitamola Mason. That's the case of Nozir. Zuhi, Shetzricho, Slicho, she needs a Slicho. The Afal Pisho Mufo, even though there's no neder, the neder is null and void. Says Rashi, Vima Muforim Tzrichim Slicho. Make a kavochoimer. If a neder that is a non-existent needs a slicha because she intended to do an avera, kavochoimer l'sheinon muforim. Surely a neder that's not mufor, surely a lachas kama v'kama needs a slicha if she's over on the neder. Posuk zayin v'im hoyoy sihiele ish undoreho oleho oy mivto sefoseho asheroseho al nafsho. In a Jewish marriage, there are two steps of the marriage. First comes the kiddushin, and that's when the husband is koine his wife. Hoisha nikneis bekesef shtar ubia, and that's what we do when we give the ring to the woman, and we say areat mekudeshesli. And then the second step of the marriage is called nisuin, and that is done by chupa or by cheder yichud machlokes b'shoinim. We do both. Nowadays we do both together. Both steps of the marriage, kiddushin and nisuin, happen together under the chupa. It used to be back in the day, first you did kiddushin, hared mekudesh esli, but then he would go to his house, and she would go to her house, they would get ready for the wedding, and about a year or so later, they would get together and do the nisuin with chuppah. In posuk yud aleph, we're going to talk about if a married woman, a fully married woman, a nesua, makes a neder, then her husband is mefer those nedarim. Our Pasuk Zayin, is going to be talking about a Arusa, a woman that had the first stage of marriage done to her, Kiddushin, but not Nisuin. Here the Torah says, in this stage of her life, both the father and her Orus together are Meitha the Neder. Says the Pasuk, Vim ho yoisihin yelish, ho yoisihin with Kiddushin, not Nisuin, and she has a Neder on her already, from when she was by the father's house, but the father was never mefer, nor was he mekayim. He never heard it about the neder yet. Oy miftos faser asher osa al nafsho, whether it be a neder, whether it be a shvua, and like this she enters the husband's house in erusin. Pasuk ches veshoma isho b'yoyim sham oy v'hecherish lo v'komu nedoreho v'esoreho asher osa al nafsho yokumu. And now, if her husband, the Orus, not the full-fledged husband, the Orus hears about it, and he is silent, his silence is Mekayim the Neder. And once the Neder is Mekuyim, Hafara doesn't work. And the same halacha would apply if the father heard about the Neder of Shvua, and on the day that he heard it, he was silent, the Neder is Mekuyim, and nobody can be made for it anymore. Says Rashi Posuk Zayin. We're talking about Zuarusa. Maybe it's referring to a full-fledged married woman. It says Rashi, that can't be. Because Kishahu Oimel Vein Beis Isha Nodoro in Posigud Aleph, Hari Nesua Omo. Vekan, we're talking about Barusa. So why does the Pasuk talk about two cases of a married woman, one by an Arusa and one by a Nesua? It's coming to tell you that in the case of an Arusa, you need both the father and the husband to be mefer. One without the other won't do the job. And if one of them was Mekayim, neither of them could no longer be mefer. Says Rashi, in the case of an aruza, you need both the husband and the husband to be mefer. Hefer av lo hefer abal, or hefer abal lo hefer av, harei ze einu mufo, vein tzoch loimar. It goes without saying, im kiyem echad mehem, once one of them was mekayim, which means even before the day is over, one type of kiyum is the day goes by, he heard about it and doesn't say anything. That's a passive kiyum. There's another type of kiyum. If when you heard about it, you said mekuyim, one of them did that, haforo, you can't do haforo anymore. Undoreho oleho, says Rashi, shenodro beveisoviho. She's coming into the marriage with a neder she already made in her father's house. The father didn't yet hear about it. If he had heard about it and he wasn't mefer, and the day passes, so it's already mekuyim. We're talking about that the father did not hear about it. And therefore, v'loy hufru, v'loy hukmu. No one was ever mefer, nor was anybody ever mekayim. And that's how she entered the marriage. Rashi says the case is unadoreha ushenodro beveisavio. She already made a neder. But huadin and kol shekein, if she made a new neder while she was an arusa, surely in that case, you need a husband's help to be mefer, and the father can't do it on his own. Vishoma isho, harei lecho, shim kiyem abal, shu kayem. If the husband was mekayim, either passively, by keeping quiet until shkia, or actively, by saying mekuyim, it's mekuyim, and nobody can be mefer anymore. Posuk tez ve'im, ve'yoyim shemoy a'isho, yoni oiso, ve'hefer es nidro, asher oleho, ve'eis mivtos voseho, asher oso al nafsho, v'adoino yislach lo. But if on the day that her husband, the Orus, heard the neder, he was yoni oiso, he removed her from the neder, how did he do that? By being mefer the neder, or the shvua? Then Hashem will forgive her, and the neder is removed. Says Rashi, you may have thought this works even without the father being mefer his part. At the end of the parasha, we're going to see bin ureho beis oviho. We darshan kol she bin ureho, so long as she's a nairo, namely before she hits bagrus, 6 months after nairus. She's still considered in the rishus of the father, even though she has an orus. You need both of them to be mefel. Posuk yud v'neder almano ugrusho koil asher osero al nafsho yukum oleho. A neder made by an almano, a woman who was married, fully married, a nesua, and then her husband died or divorced. At this point, there is nobody to be made for her nedorim, even if she is still a nairo. And therefore, any neder she makes will be chal on her. The only way for her to get rid of such a neder is to go to a chochom, a mumche yechidi, or gimel adyoitois. Says Rashi, koil asher osro al nafsho yokum oleo, lefi she'ena loy b'rshus ha'av, v'loy b'rshus ha'bal. She's no longer in the rishus ha'av, because once nisuin happened, she's completely out of the rishus the father, and she doesn't go back, even if she's a nairo. And she no longer nourishes the husband. He's either dead or divorced her. Ubal mono mina nisuina kosume dabel. But avol al mono mino erusin, mesabal, while she's still a nairo, nisroikno vechozro reshus lo'av. The jurisdiction over her gets poured back, and she's given back to the father, and then the father can continue being mefer until she becomes a begeres. Posuk yud aleph vein beis isho nodoro o yosero isor al nafsho bishvuo. And if she makes the neder in her husband's house, now we're talking about a full-fledged husband. Once she's in the nesua, the second stage of the marriage, now the only one in charge of her nedorim is her husband only. Veshoma isho vecherish lo loy hini oiso. If her husband was quiet on the day that he heard the neder, he was not mefer, that passive silence is mekayim the neder. And whatever neder she made is going to be chal or shvua.
Lo yokum isho
Afeirom Vadoinoi Yislachlo. But if the husband of this Nesua was Mefer the Nedorim on the day that he heard the Neder, makes no difference when she made it. As long as on the day that he heard about it, he was Mefer the Neder is null and void, and Hashem will forgive her, as Rashi said before, even if she did not hear about that fault. And she was over on her Neder, she intended to do an Isser, therefore she needs a Slicha. Says the Torah, when we spoke about a neder or a shvua that the husband or the father could be mefer, that's only talking about nidrei inui nefesh, nedorim that torture somebody in some way. For instance, a person makes a neder that these apples or all apples are osur on me. That's a certain torture for the soul. Only those type of nedorim can the husband be mefel. A neder that has nothing to do with inui nefesh, that shall need to go to a chacham to be matter the neder. The husband has no right to be mefel such a neder. Says Rashi, kol neder v'chol shvua asiso. Fi shomar she'abal mefel, yochil kol nedorim b'mashma. You may have thought any neder, tamud lo yimar le'anois nefesh. Rashi says over here, only nidrei inu nefesh bilvad. The Gemara tells us that there is another type of neder that a husband could be mefer, and that is dvorim shebeino lebeino, things that have to do with intimacy between them, that also the husband has a right to be mefer. Vein mefuroshim masechta nedorim. Posuk tezvov v'im acharei she'acharish lo isho. Miyoim el yoim v'hikim es kol nedoreho. Oyos kol asoreho asher oleho. Hikim oisom ke'acharish lo b'yoim shamoi. Before we said that the hafora must be done on the day that he heard about it. If the husband or the father was silenced on that day, then the neder is mekuyim, you can't be made for it anymore. Our pasuk is coming to tell you what exactly does it mean on that day. Beforehand, you would have thought 24-hour period from when he heard it. Says the Torah, no. If the husband was silent miyoim el yoim, namely until the day switches. When does the day switch in Yiddishkeit? By shkia, by the night. If the husband was quiet until shkia of that day, then by passively he was be mekayim all the nedorim and the shvuas that he made. By being silenced, that is a kiyum. Says Rashi, "Miyom el yom, shelo toimal me'es le'es." That when it says before "biyom shomoy," it means 24-hour period. Lekachnemal miyom el yom, the lamed choshen imeiver elo atche techshach, until it becomes dark until night. That means for afas nedorim, in some situations you'll have a minute, and in some situations you'll have 24 hours. It depends when you heard about it. Posuk tezayin veim hofeo yofer oiso machari shomoi venoso es avoino. And if the husband was mefer the nedorim after he heard the neder and after he was mekayim the neder, that's you have to add in. The posuk doesn't say it, but of course, if you're mefer after you heard, that's what you're supposed to do. We're talking about after you heard and after you're mekayim the neder, and then you're a mefer, it's too late. And now she thinks that the neder is mufur. She goes ahead and eats those apples. But it's your fault because you didn't tell her, or you didn't tell her the halacha, that you were mekayim already. And therefore the afor is not chal, and therefore the noser is avoino. You, the husband, are responsible for her averis. Says Rashi, achari shomoy, achari shoshoma vekiyem, sheomar efshiboy, I want the neder. Vechoza veheifer lo afilu boy bayoyim, even on that day before night, he takes her place. Somebody causes somebody else to do an avera, he takes responsibility for all the punishments that happen. These are the halachos that Hashem commanded Moshe regarding nedorim, that the husband has a wife to be mefer his wife's nedorim, and a father has a right to be mefer his daughter's nedorim, bin ureo beisavio, so long as she's a nairo in her father's jurisdiction. These words, almost identical, said above in Pasuk Dalet Beveis Avia Binoreo. The repetition over here Binoreo Beveis Avia, Rashi told us above, is coming to be Malbe that by an Arusa, the first stage of marriage, you need the husband, the Arus, plus the father to be Meifa Nedorim, so long as she is a Nairo. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Matos, Haforas Nedorim.